The Gemara in Yuma and Daf Pei Hey Amid Beis discusses the sources for that Pikuach Nefesh is Docha Shabbos. So the first opinion in Gemara is, Rabbi Elezer says, a Kal V'chomer from Bris Mila. We know Mila is Docha Shabbos, and Mila only involves Eiver Echad, Tikur Eiver Echad. So if Tikun Eiver Echad is Docha Shabbos, certainly Tikun Kol HaGufo is Docha Shabbos. And Rav Shimon Meyaster quotes the famous pasuk of Shamru Bnei Yisrael HaShabbos Lasos, to do, that better to Machal Shabbos Achas Kedei SheYishmor Shabbos Harbe. That is the second source. And the third source is Shmuel V'chai Behem, that you have to live by them and not die by them. So the Gemara concludes that by Bris Mila and Vishamru, I only know if someone's, if I could Vadai, if someone's in Vadai danger, then I could save them. But how do I know, Suffolk, how do I know that you're in doubtful danger, that I'm allowed to save you? So that's what the Gemara concludes, V'chai Behem. Absolute life, anything less than that is a no-go. So therefore, a suffix sakan is unacceptable, and therefore, yukum achal Shabbos. So the simple reading the Gemara seems to be, we accept V'chai Behem in the conclusion, but Rav Shimon Bar Masya, V'sham V'nei Yisrael Shabbos seems to be rejected. However, when you look at the Rishonim, the Gaonim, the Shultis, the Rav Achagon, Beran, the Rif, and the Tziv points out that no, even Lamaskana, we accept the other reasons in the Gemara. The Gemara just meant to say, if the only source would have been, if the only thing we would have known was Vadai, so I need, from the other sources, I only know Vadai, but from the sources of Shmuel, I expand Pikuach Nefesh to even Tzafik Pikuach Nefesh. So therefore, once I expand Shmuel's Drasha to Tzafik Pikuach Nefesh, so we include all of them. It's not that we reject the other ones, they're also inclusive. And where do we see? Because we see the Ramban in Torah to Adam talks about, let's say you're hypothetical, you could, your mother is not in danger, but the fetus is. So, the Ramban writes, so we see he applies that to even to a fetus. Because you can't apply V'chai Behem, because V'chai Behem only applies to someone who's alive. What about a Suffolk Pikuach Nefesh of a Vlad? So the Shulchan Aruch Rav writes in the Kuntaris Acheron, now that we have both drushes, Bazevli, when Alzeh, we view this as a fusion, therefore we could use either Psukim interchangeably. But one is V'chai Behem, we won't learn out a Vlad. But from V'chai Behem, we learn out even Tzafik, we expand it to even Tzafik Pikuach Nefesh. It's interesting, Mechaber in Shin Vav, which talks about a child taken captive, there's no reason to assume he's in any physical danger, it's by a cult. Are you allowed a Mechal Shabbos to save a child? So the Mechaber says, yes. Even Chil Shabbos Daraisa, what's the basis? We know what kind of Sakana is here. We see Sakana Ruchnias is called Pikuach Nefesh. How do we know? So the Ramah of Ram writes, because based on the principle of Chal Shabbos Achas Kedeshish Nishmor Shabbos Harbe. So we wouldn't necessarily know this from V'chai Behem. We need Chal Shabbos Achas to expand it to not only physical matters, but spiritual matters as well. However, you know, from the Gemara Makas, the Rebbe must go to Golis with the Talmud. Why can't he just go to Ari Levium with other people? No, so Gemara says, V'chai, it says, T'chai, because living without your Rebbe is in life. And the rest of the Rambam, Paskin, T'chichos Rotzeach, it's not a life, it's a Misa Chashuva. So we see from here that perhaps you can expand V'chai Behem even to spiritual, but that's what the Magad Rambam writes. We learn now, we see from the situation of the Mechaber that we need Chilul Shabbos to expand it to not only physical things, but to spiritual things. In fact, the Mechaber Paskins in Semin Shuf Chav Ches, he passes in the Chachma Shlomo. Let's say a person's going to lose a Sakanas Aver, they're going to lose their eye. It's all discussion whether Sakanas Aver is Sakanas Nevoz. The Chachma Shlomo writes yes. He says, why is it the Charifis? The Gemara in Kedushin writes in Daf Lamed Aleph that Rabbi Yehuda Paskins Tumas Partem in a Mitzvah. And Rabbi Yehuda Paskins like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yeruchim, one of the Rishonim, passing like Rabbi Yehuda. So it's just, it's not just a Sakanas Aver, because if you become blind, you'll be Pater from all a Mitzvah. So Chalo Shabbos Achas Kadisha Yishmor Shabbos is Harbe. Or the Gemara in Nedarim, Laman Aleph, the Shita Mekubesh, is right, but Moshe Rabbeinu, how did he know not put his child in danger? It was Kodo Matan Torah. From the Svara, Chalo Shabbos Achas, because Yishmor Shabbos is Harbe, we similarly find the Tosis in Baba Mitzvah by Eliyo. How could he even Matami Mesim? It's an Isra Deraisa. So the Tosis, yeah, Baro Lo Sheyachayahu, we were sure he knew he could save him. So some say maybe from that Barolo, so therefore we see Vachai. But others say what? Based on Chilul Shabbos Achas, Yishmor Shabbos is Harbe. And therefore that's what we need both, so we end up using both sources, Vachai Bahem, and Vachai Bahem is, in different ways, it's more inclusive, it expands Suffolk, Pikuach Nefesh. On the other hand, we need Chilul Shabbos Harbe, perhaps to expand it to spiritual matters, perhaps to cases where the person is not considered a chai, like by Tchias HaMesim, or by the case of Sakanas Aver with the Tzuma. So these are some of the issues regarding the question of Safek Pikuach Nefesh.